Slice Your Age, episode 36.
Hey, Dave, Tony Yera from beautiful Key Largo, Florida. I've been listening to your podcast from day one. I've been eating smarter, training harder, and you inspire me to compete. I'm slicing my age halfway through my 10-mile paddle this morning. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Dave, David Matto, and welcome to Slice Your Age. How's everybody doing there? Thanks so much for being with us. This is going to be a fantastic show. This is the first show back in the studio from the Bay to Breakers 12K in San Francisco. That last episode, number 35, is when we recorded it live on the run during the entire 12K Bay to Breakers race from the San Francisco Bay to the Pacific Ocean. And in case you didn't catch that episode, you may want to check it out. It's episode 35. So go back when you're finished this one and check out episode 35. It is a wild one. I got Yoko here in the studio with me. Yoko, what's going on?
Hi.
Yoko, good to be back in the studio, actually in front of microphones instead of running 7.4 miles with a portable recorder in my hand, huh?
That was fun, actually.
That was great. It was great. And we're going to talk about that in a couple seconds. But before we do, before I forget, I want to thank Dr. Tony Yera. He was the one that you heard on the introduction here. He actually called into our Slice Your Age hotline, which, by the way, is 410-429-7190, and he was the one that did that little intro. You can do it too. Tony Yera is the one that he if you remember on a previous episode, we talked about him a little bit. He did that incredible 12-mile kayak race that benefited veterans, and all the proceeds, or a lot of the, I should say at least a lot of the proceeds, as far as I know, went to veterans that were coming back home and helping them out quite a bit. So Tony, first of all, thank you so much for the intro. It sounded great. It sounded like you are slicing your age every single day out there on the water on that kayak. And Tony says that he was inspired. He's been a listener since episode one, and we're the ones that inspired him to get out there and you know, start doing the exercise and eating right. And Tony, I don't know whether it's us that inspired you 100% or not, but I appreciate that, and I'm so glad to hear you are slicing your age. Tony is 61 years old, and by looking at his picture, wow, the guy looks like
he looks young.
He looks like he's 31.
Yeah.
He's sliced. He's sliced, yeah. And he's continuing to slice. He looks great. So, Tony, thanks so much for that. Keep it up. And by the way, anybody else out there that wants to record an intro, your voice can be on our intro. You can be the one, just like Tony, just like Dr. Lara did on this one. You can be the one. Just call our hotline. You can either ask a question or record an intro, whatever you want. It's your line, 410-429-7190. And don't be afraid. It's totally recorded. You know, if you mess up, big deal. Everybody, you call up and do it again. It's not a big deal. And we'll get you on. We'll get you on. And so don't be shy. Do that. And I wanted to say something else about – oh, by the way, if we have a lot of listeners from all over the world. So if you're not in the U.S. and if you don't want to make that international call – which, by the way, if you call internationally, just be sure to press the +1 before the 410-429-7190. But if you don't want to make that international call, what you do, record an MP3 file, pretty good quality. Record me an MP3 file and just attach to an email, send it over, and we'll make sure we get it on our show. So we appreciate all of that. Yoko, we recorded live from Bay to Breakers, and you know, I hope we inspired everybody. It was such a fantastic event. You know, as I said, nobody was judging anybody else. Yeah, it was 7.4 miles. That's kind of long, but you know, there were people that were running it really fast, running it kind of in the middle, and running it really slow and walking it. And I'll tell you something, it was just incredible with people in costumes, music along the way, we would love to. I mean, we're not going to reenact that whole thing because we already did one episode on it. But I just wanted to just take a second and say we would love to have our Slice Your Age fans, our listeners, our friends, meet us out there next year in 2015. It is the third Sunday in May. They always do it. It's going to be like the 103rd or 104th running. I can't remember. It's like a little bit over 100. They've been doing this every year for well over 100 years now. It is a blast. And Yoko and I are going to be there doing it again, like we do every single year. I'd like to get a really nice selection of Slice Your Agers out there. And we'll see if we can even get some t-shirts printed up for, let's say, Slice Your Age. So when we're running, we can all kind of be, we'll all kind of identify with each other. So it'll be really cool. So I'll try to work on that. But promise me that some of you will try to get there. It would be a blast.
Yeah, that would be great. That's going to be fun. Let's do it.
Let's make it a deal. Let's make it our goal. We've talked about goals before. Let's make it our goal. You know, if you just say, well, I'm thinking about it. I'd like to do it. May it sounds good. You know, it's probably never going to get done. But if you actually make it a goal, write it down on your calendar and say, I'm going to be in San Francisco, California, that third Wednesday. I keep saying Wednesday. I don't know why I say Wednesday. The third Sunday. It's not a Wednesday. The third Sunday in May. 2015 for the Bay to Breakers race. You will not regret it. It'll probably be something you become addicted to and want to come back every single year. So we hope to see you there. There are several ways for you to stay in touch with us in between shows because we definitely want to hear your questions. We want to hear your feedback. Any kind of communication, we'd like to hear from you. Of course, our hotline, which we just mentioned, 410-429-7190. Do not be shy. Call and ask a question or give a review, give an intro, whatever you want to do is fine. Of course, our Facebook page, facebook.com/sliceyourage. Gmail, everybody's got email. You can Gmail us at sliceyourage@gmail.com. That's sliceyourage@gmail.com. And we highly recommend that you subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the podcast. You do that through iTunes. Very easy to do. If you're not really quite sure how to do it, simply go to sliceyourage.com. By the way, you can listen to all the episodes on sliceyourage.com, but it's really so much easier to subscribe. And what that means is when you subscribe to a podcast, every week when this comes out, it comes out every Thursday morning. Every Thursday morning, it automatically gets downloaded to your iPhone, your Droid, whatever kind of device you have, it automatically gets downloaded to that. Then you can listen to it offline. You don't even have to be, you know, online to do it. You can do it in the car. You can listen to it if you're taking a trip on a plane or anything. So it's really convenient. So we highly recommend subscribe to Slice Your Age. So as Yoko and I are drinking our chamomile tea, we're back. It's so great to be in the studio doing this because, as I said, when we're running in San Francisco, you just, you know, everything kind of is out of whack. And it's just good to be back in the home studio with our cats. And it's just nice and comfortable here. So I've got a big announcement to make. I said something about this on Facebook about a week ago, and people took a lot of guess. I said Yoko and I made a pretty big life-changing decision. And I didn't really tell anybody what it was, but people were guessing all kinds of things, all kinds of good things, crazy things, you name it, they were guessing. But here is our decision. And this did not come lightly at all. This came after many, many months of study, listening to other podcasts, watching videos, reading, talking to other people that kind of know a lot about this. But we have decided, drum roll please, Yoko and I have decided to be vegan. That's it. That's the big decision. Mm-hmm. So it's really, I'll tell you something. So before you say, what, these guys are crazy. Come on. You know, this is not a vegan podcast. Well, you're right. It's not a vegan podcast, nor will it be a vegan podcast. Slice Your Age is a podcast to make sure you, our friends, our listeners, are living the absolute healthiest life you can. Now, we choose to be vegan now. And vegan, in case you're not sure, I think most people know, but in case you're not sure, vegan means we do not consume any animal products. Now, we don't eat animal products, nor do we wear, use in any way animal products or anything that's been tested on animals. And I will say this, and Yoko, you might have something to add to this, but as I said, it didn't come lightly. It came after a lot of careful consideration, because those of you that have been with us the whole time on the show know that at the beginning we were talking even about eating meat, and we tried to get all of our meat from local farms, and you know, where the cattle and the, you know, the pigs could roam around freely, and that's all good and everything. But we took it a step further, because just from the research we've looked at, and it's just, we do not think that animals were actually put on this earth for us to abuse, to eat, to experiment on, to for entertainment purposes such as circuses and things like that. Now, again, this is Slice Your Age, and it's a podcast on you being healthier. So we're not going to be preaching what we do. If you choose not to be vegan, if you want to eat meat, that's totally fine. We're gonna make sure your life is as healthy as possible. As I said, we're not here to convince anybody, to brainwash anybody. We're the same people. I have not changed at all. I'm still David Matto. This is still Yoko Matto here, and we're not in some cult. We're not some weirdos or anything. We just kind of cranked it up a notch. Just, and a lot of it really had to do with not just the health aspect, but the aspect as far as the animal rights and really caring so much about the animals, and so many things that we heard. It's really, really frightening and sad how animals are not respected and abused and just live horrible lives. But having said that, again, we will continue to give you advice, great advice, whether you're a vegan, a vegetarian, a pescatarian, an omnivore, a carnivore, an herbivore. It doesn't really matter to us. We want to make sure you live the healthiest life ever. But this is what we've chosen to do.
Yeah, and then Dave said, Dave is... As I said before, Dave is very strong person. Like if he decide, like he can do immediately. But I am still kind of transitioning stage to vegan, because like I don't want to waste the food what we have right now. You know, we paid it, and then you know the animal gave the life for us. So that I don't want to waste. So that I'm going to eat, but like right now, he's almost totally vegan now, I think. But I am still, like if I go to somebody's house, you know, and then somebody cooked for me, and if it's chicken in it, I would eat. Because I haven't tell anybody yet. But I am in a transitioning, and I don't think it's bad, like, you know, I'm trying, and then I do my best. Because the reason it's like they've said, I thought all animals are treated. My ideal was like a Native American style. Like, you know, we used to hunt, and then we maybe cropped, we got some vegetable or any plant to eat, but we used to hunt when we are, you know, long time ago generations, and then we used everything. Like we used the, for example, buffalo skin for, you know, because we didn't have clothes, or like we used the teeth or bone to make weapons. Well, we appreciate everything, and we used everything. But now, like little by little, we have been researching. Like we are, you know, we put pig in a small place, and then even the pig cannot never ever move in that cage or something, and just producing baby pigs or something. And that's what we are eating. I think that's not right. So that like we. I really try not eat any meat so far. But anyway, like I'm Japanese, and the food eating is my, you know, everybody's a part of culture too. So when I will go back to Japan a little bit, and then like if we're going to have nice fish and, you know, with sake, I might eat still fish. But I you know, that's because I wanted to be honest with my deep inside too. I don't want to, like, you told me that's what I'm going to do it. That's what I don't want to do. Like, and we made decision, but for me, for the transitioning, like, I need a little more time. And I don't know, like, I might decide, okay, I try to be vegan, but I'm going to eat fish. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But so far, we have been trying just almost everything. It's like a plant-based diet. And I don't get hungry. And I feel so good. And then I think my skin gets better. And I feel energy too. I never felt like, oh, I want to eat, you know, that heavy, thick steak. I never got that kind of feeling so far. But I still have a little feeling, you know, oh, if I see the nice sushi pictures or something, like, I say, maybe I want to eat. So that, like, I am still transitioning stage, but we'll see what's going to happen.
As we said, it's a personal decision. I'm not here to say to Yoko, well, you must do this, you must do that, this is the rule. So no, not at all. I won't say that to anybody that's listening either. You know, I'll give my feeling, my opinion, what I'm doing. But you don't have to do that. You know, we're also telling you how to live healthy, even if you are eating, you know, some chicken and some meat. It's, you know, that's okay. Just like with Yoko, Yoko said if she goes to a friend's house or a party and they're serving chicken, she's going to eat it. And again, I'm not going to tell her what to do. I'm not going to do that. If I go somewhere and they're serving meat, I just won't eat that. I'll eat some vegetables or something like that. Or I'll make sure I carry something with me. It's funny though, Yoko. I was telling somebody the other day that we're vegan now, and he said, well, what, and that means we're not consuming any animal products, not using them in any way. So he said, what about the leather seats in your car? What are you going to do about that? Well, okay, here's the thing. Like you just said, that's already done. I've been driving the car for 10 years now. You know, the cow has been dead for at least 10 years, probably a lot more. And it makes no sense to either rip those out, throw the seats out, get them reupholstered, or sell the car. It makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
So, you know, I'm still driving that car.
I wish, like, our future, it's going to be better. Like, and we use much less animal product so that, like, we don't. Of course, like, it's okay to eat them. I mean, because somebody wants to eat, that's fine. But, like, I don't like the fact we use too much, and then, like, we, as a human, we control the animals too much. I think we have enough product to substitute with animal product, so that, like, everybody can live happier. So that's my thinking. So that even, like, if somebody eats meat or somebody uses animal product, that's fine. But, like, if everybody does, like, okay, like, 4 days a week they eat, but 3 days they don't eat, that's much, like, a decreased amount that we need.
You mean 4 days a week they eat regularly the way they normally do it, then for 3 days during the week, just try not to consume animals, see how you do. That's a way, I mean, sure.
So that's, you know, everybody can do it. That's almost half amount we can decrease. Like, we don't need to make, like, more animal, what's the factory farm, or, like, you know, we don't need to, like, abuse those animals.
So we're going to leave this topic, but I will tell you this, that on subsequent episodes, Yoko and I will come back and we'll just mention, we'll tell you, like, if we notice any changes in the way we feel, look, like you just said, you think your skin's looking better. I can tell you for sure, my stomach, not that my stomach was ever big, because it's not big, but my stomach has definitely flattened some, and I've lost some weight since I became vegan. I mean, there's, and again, I feel really, really great. But again, it's kind of early in the game, so we'll just kind of report back to let people know how it's going. But I would, if anybody is interested in watching a movie it's a really good one. And again, it's not coming across from a holier than thou attitude. Not at all. It's a really, really cool, informative movie. We recommend that you check out a movie called Forks Over Knives. It was really well done. Mm-hmm. Check it out. You can get it on iTunes. You can, rent it. It's available all over. I probably Google it somewhere and find it. Forks Over Knives.
Sandy recommended for us.
Sandy did. Sandy, she's not here with us in the studio today, but she'll be back maybe really soon. But thanks for that, Sandy. So yeah, check out Forks Over Knives. In the meantime, Yoko, let's move on because we have several questions from our listeners. And our first one, actually, we're going to play it because Terry called up into the hotline. Terry called the hotline. Let's just go ahead and play her question, and we'll answer it on the other side.
Hi, this is Terry Cheney from Reisterstown, and I was wondering what your secret to happiness was. You always seem like a very happy person, and I was wondering what the secret was. Thanks. I love Slice Your Age in Half. Take care.
I'm going to answer that. And I will say, first of all, thanks for telling me that I'm always happy. I think I am. I think, look, I'm human like anybody else. And, humans have emotions. But for the most part, I am really, really happy. You're right. And thanks for being so perceptive. And I will tell you the absolute number one reason I feel I am so happy is that I am living my life the way I want to live it. Now, I'll go back. Years ago, as many of you know, I went through college, went through dental school. That's right. I'm a dentist by profession, but just listen up because I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. Went through dental school, did a residency, worked in a few different dental offices before I started my own dental practice. And when I started my own dental practice, things were going pretty well and I was making some money and really busy with patients and I was living the life and, the big house, the cars, the kids in private school and, life was really, really great. Or was it? Or was it really, really great? Well, here's the thing. I just felt like as great as my life was perceived to be on the outside, it wasn't, how can I say this? It just wasn't exact. I just didn't feel great about what I was doing. I mean, I just felt like I wanted my life to kind of go possibly in a different direction. So I started thinking about what I wanted to do with my life. I mean, here I was, a busy dentist and, a lot of patients and making the money and everything. But I started writing some things down on paper. And what I did was, these became my goals. I started turning some of these dreams into goals. And goals are like very specific, very exact. And you look at a goal and you can see clearly like what it is and what I want done, when I want this to take place. And as I would drive to work every day to my dental practice, I would stop off at this little state park we had, some in between my house and my dental office. It's called Patapsco State Park. And I'd get out of my car every single day on my way to the office. And I would simply just read my goals. It'd be like in a little booklet, little notebook. And I'd read my goals every single day. And of course, sometimes I had to, revise, edit a little bit and come up with something new or maybe scratch something out that I didn't, that maybe I wanted to change. But by doing this, and I stayed so focused on what I wanted my life to look like. I was so focused, intensely focused. I mean, I carry this little book with me every single day. I read it more often, sometimes even not in the park, but like maybe later in the evening, I would do it as well. I was laser, laser focused. And I'm here to tell you many, many years later, every single goal that I wrote down in this book, in this little goals book of mine, every single goal came true. I'm not practicing dentistry anymore. I mean, I had 10, 12 years of great dental practice, but it's not what I wanted to do for my entire life. I didn't want to see getting old, 60, 65, 70 years old and still practicing dentistry. I just wanted to be doing something different. So, as I've told many of my listeners in the past, I started, along with my brother Rich, started a dental consulting coaching company where we actually help dentists and team members all over the United States and Canada. Teach them how to become more successful. And we're speaking and we're on stage and we're doing all kind of great things. It's a blast. I'm having so much fun every single day. And not only that, what I'm doing here now with Slice Your Age, helping people live their best lives possible. I mean, this, I'm taking it to the next level. I mean, I'm having so much fun. I mean, when I'm talking into this mic and I'm looking at Yoko in the studio and I've got this house here with the two of us and our cats, I mean, this is a life I designed for myself. This is what I want. I'm having a blast, Terry. So I hope that answers your question. I mean, the reason I'm happy, and I really am, is because I didn't just say to myself, you know, yeah, life is pretty good. It's all right. You know, it's fine. You know, whatever, you know. No, I made it a point to design my life exactly the way I wanted. Now, many people are listening to this and they're thinking, well, you know, I'm kind of in this job and, you know, it's fair. It's all right. I don't really love it, but there's nothing else I can do. And to that, I'm going to say, you're wrong. I am not gifted in any way. I will tell you all, I did not come from a rich family. I had to work for everything that I got. You know, I'm not a trust fund baby. My parents were, you know, they were comfortable, but they didn't have a lot of money. So I couldn't utilize like family money to live on. I'm not smarter than anybody that's listening to this. I mean, I'm smart, but I'm not a genius. I mean, anybody can do the same thing I'm doing. In other words, design your life the way you want, because I was just so laser focused, and that comes above, that trumps intelligence, money. I know a lot of people that have a lot of money and their lives are miserable and they're not focused and they're just floundering and they're not happy at all. So money does not buy happiness. Coming up with the way you want to live your life and doing it, that's happiness. So Terry, I hope I answered your question. And thanks for calling it in. I appreciate it.
Well, I add something. Maybe it's a little bit easier to everybody. Okay, the first things we can do is focus on what you have right now and then appreciate it. For example, I think most of people who are listening to this podcast are living in a house or has a house or living in an apartment or somebody's house. It's, you know, it should be protected, so that if you have a house, you should appreciate it. You know, you should focus on what you have and appreciate it, because like we have a house so that we can be protected by rain or cold or like very hot weather. It's special things. Think about, we were backpacking, like we don't have anything. We are outside with nature. It's nice, beautiful, but like every day we have to carry the food, water, and it's tough, but that's what we love. But house we are living, if we turn faucet, we have water, we can get hot water instantly, get shower. Those like ordinary things, we think that's you know, how do you say, that's everybody has, but no, like you said, not everybody has it. In the world, maybe small, I have good story, but it's going to be too long. But anyway, you know, I visited the other country, and that was a nice resort island, but the resort area was nice, but the next village, you know, they didn't have anything. They didn't have TV. They had very, 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 very small house, but they are smiling. You know, they could smile better than I was. So another was, I grew up in Japan. I had everything. I had computer, cell phone. I had money to travel, but I couldn't smile beautifully like the village girl. So another was, I didn't focus on what I have and I couldn't appreciate, right? Maybe I was complaining about like, my boss is not good for me, or like I'm working hard, but like they don't give me enough money, or, you know, whatever. Maybe I had some complaints. But if you focus on what you have and you can appreciate it, like that creates happiness inside. Another thing is like so that like you can, you should, how do you say, train what you have. It's, for example, like just think about around you, like, okay, the training is anything like, oh, I have, today I see the blue sky, that was beautiful, I'm happy. I ate some good food, I'm happy. Like, I have three cats, they are cute, I'm happy. So, like, you know, anything, that's my, like, practice. If I see something beautiful, or like, if, you know, somebody smile at me, or, like, you know, anything is connected to, oh, I'm so happy. So that little, like, if you can find a little happiness, you, and then, how do you say, grow up the little happiness to bigger happiness. So that, like, your everyday is going to fulfill with, like, big happiness.
So appreciate what you have, and you know, and what you, like Yoko said, it's that was really good stuff. Yoko, you know, the other thing is, lately, talked to several people. Either they private message me or Facebook me in some way, and I'm talking to a lot of people that are not happy with their jobs, or are in kind of a like a dead end relationship, but they're afraid to get out of it because they don't know what's the, you know, what's, you know, what the alternatives are. So they stay in kind of a bad relationship, an abusive or enabling type relationship, and it's kind of a shame, because if you stick with these things without trying to make them better, your life is not, I don't think it's going to get better. It's going to just kind of go on the same way. So if you're in a job or something that you just really can't stand, you don't like it, it's not for you, then either figure out a way to make it better. I'm not saying you have to get out of it, but figure out a way to make it better so you really enjoy it, because you really need to enjoy what you're doing every single day. Mm-hmm. I really feel you do. So figure out a way. There are ways you can kind of learn how to like it. Maybe take a different direction, look at it a different way.
No, I have an answer too.
You have an answer for that?
Yeah, that's why I said, like, okay, think if you don't like your job, that's fine. If you can get out of it, that's better. But if you cannot, just focus on what it's important for you. Focus on it. Like, if you really, you know, your kids are very important for you, that makes you happy, like, just focus on the kids. And if you don't like the job, but, you know, you don't focus on that, you don't like the job. If you really focus on what you really love, I think, okay, that my job is just making money and then, like, you know, how supporting my kids. So I don't think that person is going to focus on, oh, I don't like that job. You know what I mean? In other words, like, if you change what you think, you shift to the important things or what you love, I don't think nobody's going to complain about anything.
What about a relationship? Suppose somebody's in a relationship that's they're not happy in it. They're not. It's not good. What do they do?
You have to think about what you are important. If you think this relationship is important, maybe, like, you know, you can keep it. But, like, I think relationship is not good. That case, like, maybe you should get rid of it. But if you're afraid of it, something, you cannot do it, that's not good. But,
well, like I said earlier on in other episodes, if you can make it better, if you can make it work, great. But if you've tried everything,
right,
counseling, talking to your spouse or significant other, and just nothing seems to work, then it's time to get out. It's time to move on. I hate to tell you.
Yeah,
it's time
that's to, why it's time think to get out about, you know, maybe this person has to think about, my life is more important than this relationship. So if they can, she can, or he can shift that thought, you know, it's easy to get rid of that relationship.
Yoko, let's take another question.
Hi, Dr. Dave. This is Jen from New York. I'm calling because I am so confused about all of the different, quote, dietary options out there, from vegan, gluten-free, wheat belly, GMO, organic, portion control, anything that is out there that is there for us to see. It's confusing to me to know what is the right thing to do and what is the wrong thing to do, and where does the answer lie? I also have another quick question, and that has to do with chronic pain and any advice that you could give to someone who has chronic pain or struggling to kind of get after physically after being out from injury or from something else. So any advice you could give would be great. We love what you do. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Jen, thanks so much for the question. And you know something, I'm going to agree with you. You are totally right. It is really confusing with organic. You know, you got gluten-free, you got non-GMO, you got small portions, large portions, paleo. You got, I mean, there are a million things out there that people are talking about. But you know, here's the thing, Jen, it comes down to the very basics, and you don't just do one thing. So in other words, you don't just say, well, I'm going to be vegan and that's it. Because you still have to eat, you know, a vegan could eat potato chips all day long, as long as there's no animal product in there. A vegan could eat candy bars and potato chips and be very, very unhealthy. So you still have to make sure you're eating a healthy diet. Whether you choose to be vegan, vegetarian, whether you choose to be to eat some meat, eat dairy products, that's all fine. But you just need to make sure you're doing it in the right way. And, you know, of course, we've spoken about this in different episodes, but basically it comes down to Jen determining what it is you want to eat. Now, we've got some rules here on Slice Your Age if you do truly want to slice your age. And then one of our rules is get the total junk out of your diet. Again, this has nothing to do with being vegan, vegetarian, paleo, carnivore, omnivore. It doesn't matter. But we highly recommend you're not going to be eating cakes, pies, Twinkies, ice cream for dessert, things like that. You got to get the junk and the soft drinks and the things like that out of your diet totally. Now, we've also talked about small portions, and again, whether you're no matter what you're eating, we still recommend eating six meals per day, small portions instead of getting up, skipping breakfast, having like a tremendous lunch, feeling sick, then blood sugar crashes. It all comes down to doing things sensibly, doing them right, whether you want to eat GMO foods, non-GMO foods. And again, for my listeners that are not exactly sure what GMO stands for, it stands for genetically modified organism. These days, it's nothing new. It's been going on for quite some time. A lot of the crops, a lot of the foods out there are actually genetically engineered, genetically modified. And the reason they do this is to make the crops more resistant to diseases and things like pest control and things like that. As a matter of fact, let's take soybean, for example. Soybeans out there, 90% of the soybeans in the United States, 90% of the soybeans that are grown in the U.S. are genetically modified. Now, will it make a difference? Is it dangerous? The thing is, we're not positive. We're not really sure. So we try to stay away from genetically modified food as much as we possibly can. It's probably close to impossible to stay away from it 100%. But we do try to stay away from it as much as possible. Do you need to be gluten-free, Jen? No, you don't have to be gluten-free. I chose the gluten-free route about 5 years ago or so because I was noticing some issues, some things going on with my body, with my skin, with my voice, feeling tired a lot. And I chose to try to eliminate gluten along with some other things to see if it would clear it up without having to go to the doctor and having a doctor figure out what was wrong. And sure enough, I eliminated gluten and some other things. And these issues just went right away. They basically disappeared. So I still remain gluten-free to this day. Now, am I 100% gluten-free? No. Occasionally something will slip in there and it's okay. As long as you don't have celiac disease, it's not like it's crucial. Now, somebody with celiac disease, if they consume gluten, they're looking for some trouble. There's going to be some big problems there. But so Jen, It's not a science. It's more like we're not here trying to tell you what to eat, what you can't, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, but with some exceptions. So you've got to be sensible about it. I hope that helped. I don't know if Yoko wants to add anything to that or not.
And also, like, organic is better because the regular vegetables has a lot of pesticide. That's why, like, that's not good for your body. So if you're going to wash a lot, maybe okay, but try to eat organic as possible.
They say there's if you're not sure to get something organic or not organic, if it's something, let's say for example an apple, they say to get organic apples because you're actually eating the skin, whereas if you get a banana and it's not organic, now we'll try to eat organic as much as possible. We'll get organic bananas too. So we go to a grocery store and it's all organic, but with a banana, at least you're peeling the skin away and you're eating the inside. So if you're gonna get some things that are more mainstream and not organic, the things that you're actually peeling the skin away would be a good gauge of what to get organic, what not to get organic. I hope that answers it. I know it's really confusing, but again, just be sensible. You know what's junk. You know what's not junk. You don't have to be like a walking textbook to figure this all. You don't have to be counting everything and counting calories. It's just, I say just do it sensibly, like we do it, and I think you're going to be fine, Jen. As far as the second part of your question, Jen, about the pain. First of all, sorry to hear you're in pain. I might let Yoko speak to that. I'll just initially say, if you've got some kind of pain going on, be very careful what you're doing and any exercise you're doing not to exacerbate that pain. And I know that there are some good avenues as far as not using drugs to help the pain, but as far as like massage, chiropractic has helped many people, possibly acupuncture, stretching, things like that. But Yoko is a massage therapist. She's got a massage practice. So I'll let Yoko, if you can help Jen in any way about the pain she's having. No, she didn't really tell us exactly what kind of pain or where it is.
That's why, like, if somebody who has headaches, maybe, drink water might help, or like just maybe lack of sleeping cause headache too. And it's anything. Yeah, before you take pain medicine, maybe you should think about your like a life habit. And then all of my clients, they have some shoulder pain, neck pain, or lower back pain, but like after I massage they get better. And I always tell them, like, your posture is this way, do you work this way, or like how do you say, like I try to point out just guessing like what they do at the office or at the work, and then sure enough they say yes I do that. So that, for example, like somebody who has baby always carrying on the left side or like heavy stuff on the left side, so that like their posture get unbalanced and then that cause pain. So of course massage, stretch is good. But if you don't go massage or chiropractor or acupuncture, just think about what you do. But it's difficult. Like it's much easier to somebody point it out. Your posture is this, this, this. Maybe you should do this. So I don't know. But that helps reduce pain.
Yeah, Jen, I don't know if you've seen a really good massage therapist. When I say a really good massage therapist, not the kind like on a cruise ship where they're just kind of pretty much giving you like a rub down, but I mean somebody like Yoko that really understands. And I don't want to, I'm sure on some cruise ships there's some very, very good massage therapists. So I don't want to diss anybody on a cruise ship. But I mean, typically you go on a vacation somewhere and they got, kind of a glorified massage therapist. Somebody like Yoko has studied massage and continues to study every day, understands all the muscle insertions, understands the hard tissue, the soft tissue. And you want to go to somebody that really, really understands exactly. They can look at you. They can kind of feel your body, feel your muscles, see where the tension is, and really help you out. It goes the same thing as far as with a physical therapist, a chiropractor. Make sure you're going to the best, because there's some really, really good ones out there. There's some that just don't really understand and probably are not going to be able to help you. But I feel, Jen, that hopefully there is a way that you can find a good practitioner, whether it's a massage therapist, a physical therapist, a chiropractor, acupuncturist, somebody that really is good and can understand what's going on with your body, and hopefully treat you and get you feeling better again.
Also, like if that's like a kind of outside problem, you know, that's the way she should do. But if she feels pain inside, she definitely should go to checkup. Like, you know, as a woman, we all should go to annual checkup, you know, anything, so that we can find out something wrong inside. That's very important too.
Yeah, that's actually an excellent point, Yoko. So see your MD if you're just not sure what it is, if it's something coming from the inside.
But annual checkup is the important.
We do it. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we've got one scheduled pretty soon. We're going to be at the Cooper Clinic down in Dallas having our annual checkup on some of the best docs on this planet. They understand, not only do they understand medicine, but they understand, exercise physiology and the whole bit. That's why we go down there. And this is not a plug for the Cooper Clinic, but we just love it. We love going down there once a year and seeing our doc, Dr. Michelle Kettles, who's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Listen, we appreciate Jen, Terry. We appreciate you calling your questions in, and we've got a lot of questions from Facebook and through email. Which, if we didn't get to yours today, don't worry, we will definitely get to your question. We appreciate you sending it in, and we will get there. Just there's only so many questions we can answer in one episode, because right now we are about out of time. So continue to call your questions in on our hotline, 410-429-7190. You can Facebook them. You can email them any way you want, but get your questions in. And until next time, this is David Matto, Dr. Dave, along with...
And Yoko.
And thanks so much for being with us. And we will absolutely look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Slice Your Age.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.